For this visualization, it's important you're sitting on a chair with your feet flat on the floor. I want you to close your eyes slowly. And what we're going to do is explore the different time clocks that various parts of our mind and our body run to. Put your hands gently on your belly so your middle fingers just touch. And breathe in so your belly expands and the fingers part. And breathe out about four times as long as your in-breath so the fingers touch again. And do that three times. Now again, let the tension drop from your forehead, from your jaw, slacken off your tongue. Give your shoulders a waggle. Let the tension flow from your arms, through your body, through your chest, down through your pelvis, all the way through your knees and your ankles, the feet on the floor. With your hands still on your belly, I want you to breathe in so that on alternate breaths, you imagine the breath is coming up through the diaphragm and into alternate sides of your brain. And starting with the right side on the first breath. And breathe out. And now to the left side of your brain. And do that three times on alternate sides of the brain. Now as from before, move your consciousness to that point behind your eyes so you become an observer of your thoughts. By watching your thoughts, the thoughts go quiescent, they go quiet. And on the next two belly breaths, I want you to breathe into the left side of your brain. And I want you to imagine that your consciousness now floats to the left side of your brain. From there, you can hear the ticking of a clock. As you're in time. Now allow your consciousness to float back to the center of your brain and notice as you now focus on your thoughts again how you jump outside time. Now in the next two belly breaths, I want you to breathe back into the right side of your brain again. And now allow your consciousness to float into the right side of your brain. And as you do so, notice how everything takes a dreamlike quality. Now move back into the center of your brain. At this point, the pineal gland is connected to the largest nerve in the body. It's called the vagus nerve. And this nerve is at the top of your brainstem, the top of your spinal column. And I want you to allow your consciousness now to float down the spinal column and allow it to sit behind your voice box, behind your throat. Now, we never think about this, but our throat is what modulates the airwaves with our thoughts. And it takes about half a second for us to form a thought and send that message to our voice box to control it, to generate the sound. And here's the thing. If there's a half second delay between me thinking something and saying it, and then you hearing it and then responding, every single conversation we have should have about a 1 second time delay, like an old transatlantic phone call. But it doesn't. And the reason for this is our throat is actually half a second ahead of our consciousness. So it's picking up on what we're thinking half a second ahead of when we thought it. Just think about that for a while. Now, I want you to float down still further. So your consciousness now is sitting just behind your sternum, your breastbone, right in the center. And our heart is an active center in our neurology. And the time clock for our heart is like this. Our heart operates 2 seconds ahead of our conscious awareness and 2 seconds after our conscious awareness. So it sends signals to our brain just before we either like or dislike something. And it continues to send messages to our brain about 2 seconds after we like or dislike something. And our heart talks to our brain, not in a language, but in a level. So it's either cold about something, lukewarm about something, or hot about something. And you can talk to your heart center and you can ask it, do you love something? So think about someone or something you love. Ask your heart center, and pretty much instantly you get an answer back. And now think about something you don't like. Ask your heart center what it thinks about it. And again, you get an answer back in terms of a level. And like the communication between our left and right brains, but most of the time, this communication is completely silent and underneath our conscious awareness. But by tuning into it, especially at times when we're making a decision, we can reactivate our heart center and bring its awareness to the surface. Now float further down the vagus nerve, through the diaphragm, so you're sitting at a point just about 2 inches above your navel. And this is the start of the gut mind. And the gut mind, in an evolutionary sense, is much older than the heart mind, and of course much older than our conscious awareness. And here's the thing, in our guts, we have more neurons than are in a cat's brain. And this mind center operates about 5 to 10 seconds ahead of our conscious awareness. And this has been detected now by scientists using MRI scanners. And the thing about the output from our gut is this. It's always right, but it only speaks in a yes or a no. And what you can do with your gut mind is ask it any question. So form a question in your mind now, upon which you'd like some insight. Maybe about a project you're working on, or a person you're thinking about starting a relationship with. And ask your gut mind, is it a good idea or not? And notice that the answer comes back almost before you've asked the question. And now let's go further back in time, floating right down the bottom of your spine now to your root mind. And your root mind is connected with the earth, with the earth mind. And the earth keeps us safe, if you think about it. It holds us to the planet with gravity. It holds the air around us to the planet with that same gravity so we can breathe. And the earth mind runs at a much slower pace. Each beat of the earth mind takes a year. But the earth is old as it is wise. And you can ask it too, to give you its wisdom about any project or situation. You can ask it if it's ecological and safe for you, your friends, your family, and your business, and for the planet as a whole. So come back up the vagus nerve, past your gut mind, past your heart mind, past your throat mind, and back into your pineal gland. And be reminded now that every thought you have takes input from all these mind centers. They can be trusted. They like to be consulted. And like any muscle, the more you use it, the better it responds. And the better you perform. So let your consciousness now spread out from your pineal gland. Fill the whole of your brain, top, bottom, left, right, backwards and forwards. And when you're ready, just come back into your body, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, open your eyes, and come back into your room.